Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Today is November 17th. Rizzo is a Yankee. Jake's back from St. Lucia. Hal and Cashman been talking a lot. So let's do some talking ourselves about the Yanks.
Talking.
Hello and welcome to Talkin' Yanks, presented to you by SeatGeek. Use code YANKS for 20% off tickets anywhere you wanna go. My name's Jimmy, his name is Jake. BBD in the corner producing. Jake's got a nice tan. Back from St. Lucia, and Rizzo's a Yankee, Jake.
Nice Blitzball hat on too, go check that out. Hey, Jim, Biebs happened while I was on the flight. Hate that, love it. Rizzo's back. And everyone is kind of alluding to this, but when it's baseball free agency and you don't know the plan, you just don't know. So it was good to find that out. I don't know how deep we want to go right now. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm excited. There's been some baseball because of the qualifying offer deadlines. There's been some baseball chatter and actual like things happening, which is cool. It's starting to feel like how off seasons felt back in the day, 2017, 2018, 2019, before all this like holdout and strike and all these reasons. Because by Thanksgiving, you usually have some signings and we're getting there. So we just had a trade today, Blue Jays and Mariners. We'll talk about that on another show. But I'm excited. Baseball's kind of like kicking up dust right now, which is fun.
Couple free agents. Yeah, we're going. All right, we doing Riz?
Let's do Rizzo. Yeah, what do you got?
I love it. We love Anthony Rizzo. Obviously, on like a not personal level, he came by the office. Anyone that does that, we give them love. He's friends with Ian Happ, who does a show on our network. He was our second best hitter all year. The lefty that we thought our lineup needed for 2 to 3 seasons, hitting in the top third of our lineup pretty much any time he was playing. He can have a different approach. I mean, he swings for home runs. Like, don't get that twisted. He hit 32, which is a career high 4 times over, which is hilarious. And we'll have to beat that next year.
Have to.
But, yeah, for me, the biggest thing was, and it got scary, and we talked about it on a couple Talking Yanks episodes, that, man, if Rizzo Judge resigning, which, you know, they're connected, but they're not, if those didn't happen, you had to really draw up a new map. And Rizzo, the free agents at first base, Josh Bell is a switch hitter, sure, and he's a little younger, and maybe the porch could help him, and there's some stuff there. But defensively, he's not it, and especially with shifts going away next year and what Rizzo does defensively, the stuff you can and can't measure. It just would have been completely different, and there weren't a lot of other first base options. Like, last year was kind of the year for that with Rizzo, Freeman, and Olsen.
Abreu's the other one, yeah.
But he's a righty, and he's 36, and yeah. He started DHing in, I think, like a third of his games this year. So that wouldn't have really been a first base solution. BBD mentioned, I know we mentioned it briefly too, it would have been like a Brandon Belt resurgent type thing.
Or DJ just slides over and he's your first baseman, which is a weird use of DJ.
Feels early to make him fully first base. Like, there's options we would have talked ourselves into.
And you're just all righty then. So those weren't really an option for me. So that's where Rizzo, it seemed to make sense. The numbers on the contract were all around what people had been alluding to towards the end of the year is going to be around what he was getting. He just wanted the more years. The AAV is kind of funny because it actually sits at 20 with the buyout tied into it. But don't care. They bring back Rizzo. And man, I'll let my WFAN out a little bit. Like, all that crap that came out about people not, you know, the Yankee fans booed, and do guys really want to play in New York? Anthony Rizzo wants to play in New York, and good. I want more Anthony Rizzos. So the fact he's on the team, that's what I want.
We did some turkey math. No, it was real math. Someone called us out for it on Twitter, and it was like, no, this is real math. 10 more hits ups his batting average from 225 to 244. No.
224 to 245.
Yes. 17 more hits bumps him to 266. 13 gets him to 250. 250 with 32 home runs and the OBP you're gonna take. And the shift not being around, it's very interesting how it's going to play out. I posted a video of it, and me and BBD like went through it because we're like, people are going to nitpick that. People are going to nitpick. Because our brain is broken with lefty ground balls. All right. The balls that I chose were 90 miles per hour. They look like slow rollovers because the guy's playing on the grass. Like, right. If the guy's playing in the dirt, that might be by him before you blink, and you don't know. People are saying the left fielder's just going to shift over, so it's that would be awful. Baseball would have to, like, nix that after May if that's what's happening, yeah. Like, a lot.
Fast act.
And I put this out there. If DraftKings has an over-under on hits, do you think the shift affects it drastically? If you went to the DraftKings Sportsbook, used promo code JohnBoy, made a bet on Rizzo's over-under of hits, first, what do you think it's going to be set at? It was 104 last year hits. Now he missed games, and he wasn't shooting for singles at all.
Right.
Does this change his approach? Does it not? Are they going to have the hit? Sometimes they put him way too high.
So Rizzo's hits over under next
year? Yeah, fun little prop bet talk, DraftKings Sportsbook. They'll have it.
So he missed some games this year.
They'll have it.
Factor that in.
And what you do in the meantime, you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use promo code JohnBoy, and you put $5 in a basketball bet. You win that. You get $200, and you take that, and you put it on the over for whatever they have Rizzo's hits as. Mm. That's the DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. 120 over under.
I would go under. I think that would shock people on talking Yanks. But no, he'd have to be healthy the whole season.
110.
That's kind of where I had the line, and I would take the over because I'm a Yankees fan. Why not? But yeah, it's I don't know. I mean, the other factors going on here is, like, you know, Rizzo is 33. He's 33 in 100 days at the time we record this, August 8th. So Rizzo's speed, he's not going to get a lot of infield singles. He's not going to be trying to beat out infield singles. He's going to get some non-shift beaters, I guess. What do you call those now? But yeah, man, I love the clips you posted, and, you know, you're trying to get those hits through the hole. But it's also, you know, there's going to be balls up the middle that are now hits that maybe the shortstop was playing over there when Tony was up. So, like, he's going to get more hits. I've said all year, just off the top of my head, he feels like a 250 hitter these days because he's trying to hit with power. If Anthony Rizzo wanted to hit 300, I think he could. But he also wants to hit 35 dongs. So, yeah, I'm excited for Riz. And, man, Jim, I know you hope we get the lineup consistency that you've been looking for the past few years.
And I have a source on the Rizzo shift thing. I just texted a guy who might know him, who might have played with him.
Okay.
And said, without the shift, are lefties going to be excited to grab the other clubs in their bag? Or is it still going to be just driver and short porch, hypothetically, if the guy I'm asking about is Anthony Rizzo?
Right.
So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We'll find out. Because he is a guy that has a lot of different clubs in his bag. And when he came to the Yankees, he kind of threw a bunch away. You saw at times he was going up, especially the last game of the year when they were trying to avoid elimination. Rizzo was choked up and going the other way and hitting singles. He can do that. So I wonder if he's excited or that short porch is still there and he's like, nah.
Big. He batted in the top third of the lineup. I stumbled into math. I hate that. He batted in the top third of the lineup 95% of the times he was in there. A couple cleanup spots in there, and then he had a couple random games in the 5 and 6 slot. Yankees lineup must have been feeling good then. Don't remember that Yankees lineup, but
that was Benintendi, Judge, Donaldson, Rizzo. Mm. Benintendi, Judge, Glaber, Rizzo. So Stanton was out for a while, and Benny was there. So Benny was leadoff. Judge was two-hole. And then Stanton was three and Rizzo was four a couple times.
Oh, I'm talking about he batted sixth. In
that
a
was
lineup.
While he was slumping around the back flare-ups.
DJ Judge, Benny, Stanton, Torres, Rizzo. Man, that lineup.
That was that was the California trip, the LA trip when Stanton just came back and they were just plugging him to get at bats.
Not using that as an excuse, but DJ and Benny being out really hurt.
Ba-da-da, ba-da. It did.
You knew that song.
But they need to prep better for people. Yes. Someone's going to get hurt.
Yes.
Again, every team.
Every year. Astros lost Brantley.
All right. Maybe someone responded, good hitters like Rizzo will use the four-hole more, especially first and third or situations where runner is being held at first.
I like that.
Baseball.
Yeah.
So
we'll get back to playing baseball.
This just
then.
In, we're going to get back to playing baseball, moving the runners and having some fun instead of just swinging for homers. That's going to be awesome.
Love that. Love that for us. I think this affects, I think the Judge situation is still the Judge situation. I think the Yankees.
This doesn't hurt.
I thought Judge and the Yankees was the most likely situation. Everything we've talked about. Being the Yankees, this team without Judge is kind of a wreck. Anthony Rizzo is a veteran, beloved. Those Houston Astros were scary for a minute. Kudos to his agents for getting those out there, for getting the extra mil on the buyout or whatever it was. But Rizzo going to Houston, that would have stung. But Judge...
I wonder how much of a game that was.
100%. Only a game. It's the one team. It's the one team.
Who's Rizzo's agent?
Phil Schneider.
That guy? He's always pulling that stuff.
Anthony Rizzo, if the Yankees weren't serious contenders for Judge, I don't think he would be back on the team. And Anthony Rizzo and Aaron Judge are super close. He's the closest to a teammate that Judge has ever been. The only competition BBD mentioned this on Wake and Jake was probably Tyler Wade, who was in his wedding friend. But yeah, Rizzo and Judge been Judge's best friend as a Yankee.
It doesn't hurt. I think if Rizzo went somewhere else, it could have slightly hurt. Could have slightly hurt.
It really would have had to change the offseason plan, and what do we know? The Yankees viewed this year as somewhat of a success, and that hurts us a little bit because we chase rings. But, they won the AL East against some good teams. There were some injuries at the end. The tweaks that the Yankees can make to improve this team, whether it's the young talented players, whether it's left field, the left side of the infield, all of those can be very impactful things. But you kind of need a Judge and Rizzo back as the base, because first base, there really wasn't a ton of other options. And Judge, having one of the best off seasons all time, there's not a counter move.
Especially, having young guys on the left side of the infield, the confidence they'll have with Rizzo over there who can pick it is going to be huge.
Or DJ or whoever ends up on the left
side. So that was the conversation that I kind of spun is, now this opens DJ up, if healthy, to be the second baseman or the third baseman, to be roam between the two. But also now we kind of thought, Donaldson probably being shopped with someone attached, just if a team will take it,
right.
They may not. Or Glaber being shopped with someone attached. You can do that. If someone's called, you have DJ as insurance now, and same with Oswaldo Cabrera if he's around, to like really roam around and play a bunch of spots, where if Rizzo was gone and they were like, DJ's our primary first baseman, which I don't know if that would have been the fallback, but that would have limited the other infield positions. So this is good news. It locks down first, lets DJ go somewhere else, and gives you room to move someone if you can.
Yeah, that's going to be, let's get Judge re-signed. Because if not, the offseason goes into panic mode. But then you can get into the really fun tweaks of what can happen this offseason. Because right now we have what could be two utility guys, DJ LeMahieu and Oswaldo Cabrera. I don't know how the Yankees view those. Is Oswaldo Cabrera going to be competition for left field? Is he going to have a chance to win left field? Is Oswaldo Cabrera going to end up at third base? Second base, DJ, you could say the same thing. So I'm very curious. We know when they initially brought DJ in to be that util guy that they like that. As you mentioned, this season, this postseason, they had a couple injuries and their lineup went kaput. Didn't think I'd use that word today.
I thought you would. I knew you had that line around.
I don't know. I think that's going to be telling because this team is still at IMO, this team is still at best when DJ LeMahieu is the good version of himself at the top of the lineup. And we saw that for a couple months, and that's when this team was clicking and winning.
Yeah,
but can you bank on that? He's getting older. You want to keep him off his feet. And can DJ LeMahieu hold up every day at third base? Could he hold up every day at second base? I mean, the truth probably lies in you'd like him to get some rest, but you also want him as your leadoff guy. I don't know. And maybe this is the year we get away from that. Maybe this is the year that we talk ourselves into a five-hole DJ LeMahieu, and how dope would that be? But I don't know.
Still might be bringing back Benintendi or someone like that. Hicks and Rizzo were the most shifted on, like the top something 2% or whatever of the most shifted on players. So, you know, you talk about shift. I don't know where Hicks' spray chart is. I just read that he got shifted on more than Rizzo did.
And when you try to think about Aaron Hicks hitting a ground ball, I picture going into where that second baseman plays.
I'll look it up right now real quick. But I also, like, you talk about Rizzo having a bunch of different clubs in his bag. I don't know if Hicks, he's got a bunch of different clubs. I've seen that one swing over and over and over and over and over and over. Crimson and Clover.
Who's a Marcus Timms? Get your A swing.
Some flares to right should drop more. But also for Rizzo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different conversation for later in the offseason as we get to spring training time, but might be time to start getting DJ more planned rest. He's broken down at the end of 2 years in a row.
Well, and think about the Rizzo side of this, like, you know, going into 34 and 35 seasons, like if those guys can balance each other the right way, whatever that means, and injuries are going to happen. So that's the Donaldson thing. That's the one that I still don't know. You know, Glaber, it feels like with the young middle infielder options, and he has value. Think about how many times we've talked Andujar or Jackson Frazier trades. Glaber Torres has value. You know, 2 years of a second baseman who had a nice season. And it looked like by the end he grew up a little bit. You know, I know teams and scouts still look into that. You know, he's got a kid now. He's 25, 26, which I didn't grow up till I was 27, 28. Like, Gleyber Torres has value. And we have young middle infield options. So it feels like there's going to be a Gleyber Torres trade. Donaldson, you just wonder if a team is going to take that dump, if the Yankees want to attach prospects to him or money, or, you know, if Gleyber Torres goes and you have the young middle infielders and you have DJ and you have Oswaldo, do the Yankees say, hey, if we're going to dump Donaldson, why not bring him back, see if he is any sort better than he was this year? And if he's not, then you just ate 2 months of his contract and now you're dumping him like you dumped Gallo and some of the other guys. So that's I think that's a realistic kind of fear as a Yankee fan. Because, man, they would really have to take one on the chops for Donaldson. And he still, like, racked up war last year because he was good defensively. That I don't know if they're just going to dump Josh Donaldson.
Yeah. How old is Josh Donaldson?
I think he's going to be 37, 38.
3 years away from maybe his dick stopping the work. Because if you're over 40, there's 52% chance that you have some form of erectile dysfunction. Yeah. Be on the lookout, JD, just in a little bit.
December 8th is his birthday.
Okay.
Wish him happy birthday.
Congrats. So he's going to be turning
37.
All right. Nice. You're far, far away. You're only 36. But, you know, we know people that are over 40, people listening over 40. So it's no joke. And if you're experiencing ED, there's help.
Yeah.
Roman is the digital health clinic for men. Roman offers genuine FDA-approved medication for as little as $4 per dose. At Roman, there are no waiting rooms. There are no hassle, just a straightforward and convenient digital experience, which means you can take care of it all from the comfort of your home. Getting started is simple. Just grab your laptop or mobile device and start your free online visit. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends it right to your door with free 2-day shipping. Everything arrives in a discreet package. So right now, Roman has a special offer for our listeners. Use this linkro.co/yanks today and get 20% off your first order. That's ro.co/yanks for 20% off your first order. Let's talk about some of these quotes. Mm. Cashman and Hal did a lot of talking, Jake. Or do we want to do the roster moves? The quotes more interest to me.
Do the quotes. You just introduced the quotes. All right. Let's do the quotes.
Quotes.
They put lead
quotes.
In my pencil, Roman.
Hal Steinbrenner is doing his best George Steinbrenner impersonation this offseason. It's a different Hal. Apparently, we haven't.
Dude, is the schmooze.
We haven't heard him. Hal Steinbrenner. No, that was ooh, that was country smooth.
That was yeah. That was late night.
I haven't heard the schmooze in a while. Yeah.
Ooh.
Hal Steinbrenner.
The ghost of George gave a press
conference. The ghost of George has shown up this offseason in the form of his son, Hal.
All right.
Anyway, Hal, basically, they said, I mean, a bizarre tweet. I forget who tweeted. I wish I could remember. I quote tweeted so I give him credit. He said he talked to the owners for 30 minutes last night.
Yeah.
And basically, the message was, we're not going to be outbid. We're getting Judge back. He also said he had a one-on-one with Judge, just him and Judge in the room. That's a bad way to sign Judge.
You know that's not true.
There's no way that's true. Like they were at the snacks table together.
Yeah, not.
And just said like.
And this isn't even a shot at Hal. Judge has hit the level of fame that he doesn't like go one-on-one into rooms. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Judge in his free agency right now, he's either with his wife or his agent or someone.
If that's true, that's got to be Judge. Got to be like that was awkward. I didn't
way
like
they were one on one in a room. Serious.
Like, yeah,
that's like a, my agent went to the bathroom.
Yeah, Hal was like, "Hey, Aaron, just want to let you know we've been a fan of you forever, and what you've done for this organization is not taken lightly, and we're gonna do the best that we can to retain you. We think you're a special part of this club." And Judge is like, "Sweet. So nice. How much money?"
Yeah. So what's, did you say the money yet?
David Lennon, so you quote tweeted.
David Lennon, saying, he is the one that put that out there. So, yeah, the official, and another quote from Hal is, I have made it clear to him that remaining with the Yankees is our best wish. He means a lot to this organization, and I've made it clear to him we're going to do everything we can to make that happen. If it doesn't happen, we'll move on the best we can. But there's no doubt he means a lot to the organization and a lot to the fan base, and rightfully so. That's actually such not a George Steinbrenner quote. Like, in the words of Marshawn Lynch, I'm about that action.
Right.
Boss. That's what Judge should have said. Judge should have just pulled
that's
up his phone.
That's a little Marshawn, though.
Yeah, Judge should have pulled up his phone and played the Marshawn clip. Yeah. I'm about that action.
Yeah.
None of this means nothing, Hal.
We will not be outbid.
Judge says, how many games you see me play?
Hal said he comes to every homestand.
First game of every homestand from 9 to 11. He's out before like the players get in. Was what he said, I believe. Something along those lines. Yeah.
He meets with them before the games. Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's the most Hal's ever talked.
We're in the end game here. Like, we know how the Yankees operate. I think their next transaction is, well, actually, we will see what goes on with, because we're coming up on the MLB arbitration deadline, right?
That's non-tender deadline.
You know, IKF, Donaldson, some of those conversations are, you know, Glaber. Some moves may be around that point, but the Yankees' full focus, and that's where the Rizzo thing, again, makes me really think Aaron Judge is coming back, is that the Yankees' attention in offseason is basically going to stop until they get Aaron Judge.
He did have a quote about that.
Because that changes everything you do, right? Like, you can't trade Gleyber Torres.
But he did say that, there was some quote that Hal said, we can make other moves and it won't affect us getting Judge. It was that very subject of like, so I don't know. I mean, and of course, I don't know what any of these quotes mean. They're interesting.
Hal will say that.
Hal's never said this much.
Right.
You know? He said it's his intent to play the rookies. Like, okay.
Nice. That's nice, Hal.
That means not signing somebody. So
he wants to play him.
He said, Aaron Boone wasn't responsible for our offense. The slide that they experienced the last couple of months of the season, rolling into the postseason, that was not his responsibility. Again, we had a lot of injuries, but the players respect him and they want to win for him. That's an important thing.
That's huge.
Yeah. Ooh, he did say that some of the critique of Boone's in-game decision is justified. I think he does his homework quite well, deals with his coaches quite well, listens to their advice. I mean, why am I reading that?
Yeah. One, two.
The judge quotes were interesting because he's basically going out there and saying, in a lot of words, he's saying, our intention is to not be outbid here. He said there's no budget.
And I think that's because he knows, man.
He's got to make his dad proud in a way.
And
the Yankees do spend. They are always in the top five of spending. They're not.
They just used to spend in a different world.
Yeah. Other teams now spend as much as them. They used to spend way more.
They used to blow everybody out of the water.
And I don't know.
They're in the top group.
The more I circle the wagon on it, I think Judgy's coming back.
The Yankees, especially if you know how to read between some lines, they're pretty honest.
Right. Like, why would Hal be doing any of this?
It's not his say. I believe their intention is to get him back. I mean, Judge cannot want to come
back. But it is Hal's say.
But judges.
But Judge wants to be back.
Well, that's just, we don't know that. We think that.
We do. He wants this.
I hope.
Think about how he's acted the past couple years. Like, Aaron Judge wants this. You know,
I hope.
Going back to those ridiculous quotes that multiple players said they're not about it. Aaron Judge is about it. He's literally larger than life. He wants to do it. He knows his worth. What was that quote from the Passan article to Rizzo, by the way? Wasn't it like he told Rizzo, don't you think I'm worth more? Like when he turned down the 213 or 217. So, yeah. I mean, Judge, he's going to get that bag. I think he knows what he's doing and trying to do. And aren't there articles already coming out that, like, if Judge leaves New York, he's irrelevant? Like... I realize that's New York media stuff.
Listen, a team could... Cano left. Players have left. Freddie Freeman left the Braves. It didn't work out. There's ways this ends with him not in the Yankees. Now, we are like, you know, fanhood and happiness. We want him back. But it's not Hal's ultimate decision.
I think it is.
Judge's ultimate decision.
I think Judge's decision has been made. And I think... Hal just has to match.
It just depends on the years and the front loading and all that stuff then. They have a lot of money coming off the books. They just had a lot of money coming off the books. But yeah. Cashman had some quotes as well. I do think it's nice that Cal's taking this over because it is ultimately, like, Cashman's like, just tell me.
Well, that was Cashman's presser, right?
Yeah, Cashman put it on Hal right away. Cashman said about Hicks that he'll be back. He's under contract.
That's what they say.
Huge.
Yeah, I was trying to think if he thought there was something else. I guess that's kind of it. The Hal quotes are the most interesting.
Yeah, I mean, are the last two quotes we've gotten from each of those guys. Cashman saying Aaron Judge is really good. It's on Hal to bring him back. And Hal's most recent quote is I'll outbid any team to bring him back.
Yeah, not
for the Yankees, those are pretty good.
Yes, they are. I mean, Hal usually didn't say anything when there was other.
But Cashman's kind of like us. He doesn't even work for the team.
Yeah, he's not an employee right now.
He's basically a member. He's a member of Talking Yanks.
Yeah.
Big fan.
That's so funny. It's the last hour of every day. Okay, it's 4 o'clock. Let's put some more lines in the Cashman contract. Yeah. That's so funny. Wild. All right. Mike King is throwing again. That's exciting. Good job for Kinger. Excited to see that.
Hot. Most liked comment under his Insta post.
What'd you say? Hot?
I said something generic. I was on the beach having Mai Tais. Said something like the kid is back or something.
What's this? Yankees win team AL Gold Glove Award? Is that a real thing? There's a team?
This is the third year of it, yeah.
A team gets...
There's like a team
award. Like the Cardinals win it every year, and then they pick another team.
Yeah.
Are there any other team awards in all of MLB besides champions?
World Series.
Yeah, like there's no team Silver Slugger, is there?
No.
Not to
my knowledge. Team Cy Young, like best pitching staff?
I think if you have the best team ERA, I think you celebrate that.
This is literally just a sponsorship by Rawlings just to get their name out there more.
It's been 3 years. 2020 was the first one. Cubs won it in the NL. Cleveland won it in the AL.
The whole team doesn't get gold gloves, right? It's not treated the same.
No, I don't believe that happens.
You're the best defensive team.
And it's the same thing. People vote for it.
I don't know.
Yeah. I assume it's weird. The same committee.
That's a little bizarre.
Don't know why it was announced a week after the rest of the gold gloves, or 2 weeks after.
Trevino gets gold glove.
Platinum glove.
Platinum.
Also gold, but yeah.
Clappity clap, 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 clap.
Platty, platty.
Anything else in the awards for Yankees?
I don't think so. Judge.
Judge MVP.
Rizzo got the util gold glove. Forget if that got.
Or DJ did.
DJ.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Rizzo.
Rizzo.
He's on the mind.
He thought about getting it.
I might have something you might like.
What's that?
Have we talked about Manscaped yet?
Not yet.
Trimming your testicles?
No, not yet. But I do wear Manscaped boxers a lot.
I'm wearing the Manscaped boxers today.
Almost like every day, unless I'm doing something that's not worthy of
you guys outwear me on them, but I'm wearing them today. And the holiday season's coming.
That's true. My shopping's coming up.
Everyone loves turkey and stuffing. But you'll be looking like dessert with the help of Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Trim your pumpkins by going to manscaped.com using code YANKS for free shipping and 20% off. You will find in their Performance Package 4.0 the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver, Crop Reviver, and those performance boxer briefs and the travel bag that I just took on vacay with me. 20% off and free shipping with the code YANKS. At manscaped.com. 20% off, free shipping, manscaped.com, code YANKS.
The Yankees had to trim their roster a bunch with the 40-man crunch coming and minor leaguers just kind of being off contract. Some names that might be of interest, friend of the program, Rob Brantley.
Yeah.
Comes a minor league free agent. Max McDowell, I know that name. Is he a friend of the program or I've talked about him? I think he had a cool
spring training.
I think he had a cool trick video that we posted, and he sent us to post something. Derek Dietrich, Philip Evans, free agents.
I think all the guys that have MLB time become.
Yeah, Ryan Lamar, greaser.
Jason Shreve.
Reggie McClain, I know that name.
Shane Green.
And Ridings is a Met.
Yeah, that's gonna hurt. That orange hair. With the orange Mets.
Very interesting situation with him. I'm wondering. That feels even more Figment-like, unless he's like a stud with the Mets. I don't know.
We'll see. Gonna miss him. Gonna miss talking about him. You want to know the game I want to play?
What's that? Because we got some people added to the 40-man and then the Rule 5 as well.
You want to do a little quick roster crunch?
Yeah, okay.
26 men on MLB rosters, right?
Yeah.
Usually opening day there's 13 hitters? Or is it less?
Every year they keep telling us the rule's going to be 13 and 13, and then I think they've...
Supposed to be 13 and 13.
Trevino and another catcher.
Yeah, well, is Higgy... You have Higgy out?
Well, we'll see.
It's probably...
You don't think Higgy's a lock for next year's roster, right? I thought you were on record saying he's probably out.
Well, so we're allowed to add people that currently aren't on the 40-man?
Opening day.
Yeah.
There's going to be Trevino and another catcher.
Yes. Let's call him. I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying out of the people on the 40-man, let's craft it. You're just saying who are locks.
Rizzo and DJ.
Yep, barring health, locks. All this barring health.
Right. All this will be
unless
barring
we
health.
Know they're injured.
We're not going to,
Peraza?
No.
Not a lock. Okay.
Because he's up. He could be traded.
Bader.
Lock.
Stanton.
Lock.
Okay. So Judge, if he comes back.
Not a lock.
Not on the lock.
I didn't say lock. Okay. Okay. It's interesting.
That's all we got?
By your definition of lock, yes. Because Glaber wouldn't. We don't have him a lock as the opening day roster, right?
he's up for a potential movement. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Donaldson can get moved.
That's where that's like, you know, we're really opening the likelihood of.
Well, that's where I'm saying right now, Rizzo, DJ, Peraza, Donaldson, and then you've got the Oswalds. Like, I don't know. There's a world where the infield could be done.
You think they're going to go get Bassett?
Chris Bassett just pitched in New York, just pitched well.
I was listening to his interview on Rose Rotation, and he was saying what matters to him most is what matters to him a lot is how the organization treats the family and the players. Perfect. And the Mets were good at it. And the Yankees kind of like guys that have five pitches, and then they hone in on good ones, like Montas has a lot of pitches. They like Sonny Gray, who had a ton of pitches. Nestor did have a ton before. Tyone had a ton.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah, and
Chris Bassett's not a big ruffle the feathers guy.
Yeah, and good clubhouse guy. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I don't know. But I think I was like, ooh, that's a pick. Because I don't think they're going to go get Verlander, DeGrom, Rodon, even though I wish they kind of would go get one of those people. I think it'd be awesome. But then I was trying to say, okay, well, who falls to them in the next Hap Tyone deal where it's like 2 years for 40 or whatever it is. And I was like, oh, maybe Bassett. But I don't know if those numbers really match him. But I was listening to the episode and I was like, okay, Yankees treat families really well. We've seen guys sign and publicly say that was a big part of it. And I was like, he kind of fits as a guy they'd put in the rotation if they lose Tyone. So that was a thought I had.
I like it. They've already kind
of
clean shaven.
Some level of interest in the past.
They love A's.
Already clean shaven. They love A's. 34, so it's going to be more money, less years. Sure.
Just a thought. We'll do fully more fleshed out thoughts on that stuff in the future, but
done.
That was the thought I had. And that's today's episode.
Good bug.
Go Yanks. Tell them, Gramps.
Go Yankees.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.